The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it is going to help Zimbabwe in its investigation of an American dentist's killing of a lion in Zimbabwe. Walter Palmer killed that popular 13-year-old male known as Cecil. Two Zimbabwean guides accused of luring the lion out of the Hwenge Wildlife Reserve were released on bail as an investigation into their actions continues. According to the U.S. Embassy in Harare, there is so far no formal extradition request for Palmer, who is thought to be in the United States. The country's safari organization is also speaking out today, calling the use of lures unethical, even in cases where hunting is legal. The killing has led to international outrage, but it's especially upsetting for Dr. David McDonald, an Oxford University researcher who spent years studying Cecil's pride. McDonald is director of the university's conservation unit, and he's with us from Oxford. Professor, welcome.
Hello.
And tell us what you were studying exactly at the National Park in Zimbabwe.
Oh, this is such an interesting story. And you have to understand it in the context of lion conservation across Africa, where, as your listeners may know, there is a crisis in lion conservation. A few years ago, people estimated there was perhaps only 30,000 lions surviving in Africa now. We think the number is substantially less, and we have to find out what are the causes, the threats to them, and how can we mitigate them. And it is precisely those questions that myself and my colleague Dr. Andy Loveridge have devoted 20 years to researching in Hwenge National Park on the west of Zimbabwe. So we are satellite tracking lions, we're recording every detail of their births, deaths, and marriages to understand the science of their behavior and the behavior of the local communities to identify the risks they face and use science to find solutions to their conservation.
And the lion that was killed, Cecil, was the dominant male in this pride. What were you learning from him?
Well, we've satellite tracked now the better part of 200 male lions, and Cecil becomes part of that pattern. So he was an extremely interesting lion. He, together with another member of his coalition, had monopolized a pride. We first collared him in 2008. So off and on since that time, at hourly intervals, using the satellite tracking device, we've been able to follow his movements. One of the things that's really interesting about lion society is it's very complicated. And so we have ascertained that what happens if a lion is killed, and of course this can happen naturally or legally, or as is apparent to the case now, illegally. But if a lion is killed, the law of lion society is such that it means that the male brotherhood or coalition is weakened. In come some new males. They may well kill the remaining males of the original coalition,
right,
and usurp them. And then the natural course of events in lion society is that they would kill the cubs. So an important discovery we have made, and this has had big influence already in lion conservation, is that if people think about the death of one male lion, they should have in mind the risk that it has a cascade of effects, a perturbation in lion society that leads to the deaths of several other males. And this has been one of our results. And of course, it is now a risk in terms of the apparently, allegedly illegal death of Cecil. That could be the sort of cascade, the reverberation that flows from his death.
And are any of the males that are likely to die as a result of the death of Cecil males that you've been tracking?
Oh, yes. Your viewers should understand the depth of our study. As I say, myself and Andy Loveridge have been doing this for 20 years now. We probably know more about these lions than is known about almost any other population in the world. And this is one of the biggest conservation efforts for lions that there has been. So we know, for example, that there was another male lion in the pride. We called him Jericho, as it happens. And he may be able to hold the line. So, you know, the sort of perturbation I've described to you of killing may not happen, but it just depends now on the sociology of these lions. And I think the important point to get across in this interview is just how important lion conservation is, and just how important it is that it is based on sound knowledge, not only about biology, but about the lives of the people who live in the same vicinity of the lions. Because while we're talking now about trophy hunting, a big problem for lions and for people is when they leave the park, they may get involved in depredation on domestic stock, cattle, sheep and goats and so forth. So a big part of our work is working with local communities to find out how people in the 21st century can better live with lions and live alongside them, so that both biodiversity can be conserved, but human well-being and livelihoods can also be developed. And perhaps I could say to you that there's been a lot of attention recently on, can any good come from the demise of poor Cecil? And I think the answer is yes. Not only can we learn a certain amount from it, but thanks to a talk show in the States, a chap called Jimmy Kimmel suggested people could support our project and support the work we do by making donations. And amazingly, overnight, our website has been inundated with people from North America saying they want to help us, for example, buy new satellite tracking devices or new vehicles for the project, or most importantly, to help us in training some of the wonderful young Zimbabwean biologists that we are training as conservation biologists and even looking for scholarships to bring them to Oxford to train. So some good can come from this, and I'm so inspired and so grateful to the upwelling of feeling in the world community, which I interpret as an enthusiasm for the value of lions, the value of big carnivores, the value of wildlife, wild places, and biodiversity in general.
Still, as you say, obviously a tragedy, the death of Cecil. Just give me finally your thoughts. When you saw that a hunter had gone and killed this lion, legally or illegally, in this case it was illegal, as you say, but either way, how do you feel about people going and trying to kill lions in Africa?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because I speak to you as a human who's decided to dedicate his life to wildlife and as a scientist who's dedicated to understanding these things. As a human, it wasn't many months ago that together with Andy Loveridge, my colleague in all this, we were watching Cecil moving out of the national park towards a hunting concession. And as I watched him and thought about him and was in awe of his magnificence, I longed for him to turn round and back to safety. And on that occasion, he did. So when I heard about his death now, of course, I was appalled and saddened. The fact that his death was brought about apparently illegally is, of course, completely reprehensible and abhorrent, and I was deeply saddened by that. But as I say, while that sadness is real, if the reaction can lead to us doing more and better work as a result of the appeal, that will be at least some fitting memorial for Cecil.
But what do you think about people who go out and try to kill lions? Do you understand that mentality?
Oh, you see, I have to tell you that modern conservation is extraordinarily complicated. It's not only about biology, it's about economics, politics, governance, regulation. It's about human behavior and animal behavior. So I professionally do not express a view on the rights and wrongs of activities which society regards as legal. In this case, we're talking about an illegal activity. However, what I do professionally is try and uncover facts that can inform people's opinion on what the consequences of actions are, whereupon they can judge what should be done by society. So I offer you no view on legal hunting. I could tell you lots of facts about its consequences. I offer you a strong view on illegal hunting, which I think is completely reprehensible, and we are working closely with the excellent Zimbabwe National Parks Authority, who are diligently, as is their way, prosecuting this case against people who appear to have broken the law. And I think the full force of the law should be brought to bear on that.
That's Dr. David McDonald, the director of the Wildlife Conservation Unit in Oxford's Department of Zoology. He had been tracking Cecil, the lion that was killed in Zimbabwe. Dr. McDonald, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.